إن الحمد لله all praises due to Allah Ta'ala نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره so we praise him we seek his help and we ask his forgiveness ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا and we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves ومن سيئات أعمالنا from the evil consequences of what we do من يهده الله فلا مضل له whomever Allah guides no one nothing can lead that person astray ومن يضلل فلا هادي له and whomever he leads astray because of that person's own wretchedness because of what his hands have sent forth, because of his oppression of other people, then no one else and nothing else can give that person guidance. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ And I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship and truth except Allah alone and without partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the series of khutbas that we plan to give in the month of January, in the month of February, we want to focus on two main important aspects of being a Muslim. Number one is the concept of gratitude, and number two is staying away from pride and arrogance. And so we're continuing in our conversation on gratitude. Because gratitude is important for a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he categorizes people in the Quran, He categorizes them based upon the quality of gratitude. And he gives two possible categories for which there is no third. In Surah Al-Insan, the chapter named after mankind, he says, وَإِنَّ هَدَيْنَهُ السَّبِيلِ Indeed, we have guided him to the path. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا And he will either be grateful or he will be ungrateful. So these are the two categories of mankind. And so it's important for the Muslim to understand the concept of being grateful because it is the primary or one of the primary characteristics of being a believer. And so in our previous khutbah that we gave last week at the United Muslim Islamic Center, we talked about gratitude in relationship or appreciativeness in relationship to the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because from Allah's names is that He is Shakir and He is Shakur. That there are two names that He has for His appreciativeness of His slaves. That they do very little, but He gives them so much in return. Today we want to talk about the concept of gratitude linguistically. And we want to look at how that shows itself in the life of a believer. And so Ibn al-Faris, in his book Maqayis al-Lugha, he mentions that the root shakara has four main definitions. We're going to focus on two. The first is that the description shakara is used to talk about something when it's given a little bit but produces a lot. When it's given a little bit but it produces a lot. And so an animal that is shakur, he eats a little bit of grass, but produces a lot of meat and a lot of milk. Shakara, he produces a lot of meat and a lot of milk with a little bit of grass, with a little bit of grazing. The second definition that he gives, he says, Shakara shows something either imtala'a wa kathara. If something fills up and produces a lot. And so an animal, and a milk producing animal can be described as haluba shakira, and it's full of milk. A tree, if it's full of fruit, is described as shajara shakira. It's described as a full producing tree. And so what we get from these two definitions gives us insight into this concept of what it means to be grateful. Because the word for gratitude in Arabic is Shakir, or shakara, comes from the root shakara. And so the concept that we get is that real gratitude, it begins with appreciation. As we said, you get a little bit of, the animal gets a little bit of grass, produces a lot of meat and a lot of milk. And number two, that there's a lot of giving. When someone is grateful, when a person is grateful, when a tree is described as grateful, it gives a lot of fruit. And so gratitude goes back to having appreciation and showing appreciation. that you're satisfied with a little bit. Like that animal who produces that milk and that meat. And that you show that gratitude by giving a lot. And so as we look at these qualities, it's important for us to understand where gratitude begins. Gratitude begins with appreciation. That you feel like you've been given a lot. That you don't feel like you have a little bit. You don't feel like you need. You feel like you've been given a lot. And so sometimes that's difficult living in this dunya. It's difficult because you live around a people who are ungrateful, who always want more, and who always show more, and who are always telling you through advertisements that you don't have enough, because that's how they make money off of you. They make money off of you by making you feel like what you have is not sufficient, so you need to go out and buy more to be complete. And that's why it's important for the Muslim, when he looks to how he defines the world, he defines it bil miqyas ash-shar'i. He uses the Islamic paradigm, the Islamic perspective to view the world. Look at what the Prophet ﷺ described, what he described as being complete, as being full, as having what you need. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned, as collected in the Tirmidhi, in the hadith of Ubaidullah ibn Mihsan al-Ansari, he says that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, faqad hizat lahu ad-dunya bihadafiriha." Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, whoever wakes up and he's safe in his home, his body has been protected, his health has been protected from deteriorating, and he has the food he needs for the day, then the dunya has been placed in his lap. But in order for us to appreciate that, because wallahi, we have those things, and sometimes it doesn't feel like we have enough. And so to understand the value of those things to your quality of life, and that everything else really does not matter. It is extra. It is cream and the cherry on top. But the real cake, the real sustenance, is having those three things. It's having safety. Because when safety is taken away, you can't live. When you don't have safety, you can't go out and worship in the masjid. When you don't have safety, your kids can't go to school. When you don't have safety, normal things become difficult and complicated. You can't go to work and earn a living. You can't go to the supermarket and buy the little things that you need. When you're not healthy, food doesn't taste good anymore. You don't feel like eating. You notice when people get really, really sick, one of the signs that they're sick, they stop eating. Food doesn't taste good anymore. You don't want to be around people and loved ones. The things that you thought were so important in life, they're not important anymore. You can't focus on life. You can't enjoy things. You can't get small things done when your back hurts. It's like the whole world is over when you have a cold. Life becomes miserable when you don't have health. And when you can't eat, I mean, most of us have not experienced that. But when you can't eat, when you're hungry, go back to Ramadan. You think about that first week, those first few days, how difficult it is to concentrate, how difficult it is to get stuff done. That's some people's reality day in and day out. And so when you realize, okay, yes, I don't have this type of car, I don't have this type of phone, I don't have this type of screen, but I have health. I have safety. I open up my refrigerator And I can plan and pick what I'm going to make for breakfast, what I'm going to make for lunch. You've been blessed. It's important to realize, to appreciate that as a blessing. And if you think that that's a blessing, I'll tell you a greater blessing. The greater blessing is that you're a Muslim. That you're a Muslim. And that you realize, Yanni, when you want to appreciate a blessing, any blessing, the Prophet ﷺ gave you the means by which to appreciate. As mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, "Unzuru ila man asfala minkum." Look at who has less than you. "Wala tanzuru ila man fawqakum." And don't look at those above you. فَإِنَّهُ أَجْدَى أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Because it is less likely that you will belittle the favors of Allah. When you look at the disbeliever, don't look at what he has and you don't have. Look at what you have, which is the blessing of Islam. Look at him as miskeen, because he doesn't know who his Lord is. He doesn't worship Allah. And he doesn't know when he dies what's coming. When you look at what he has, you realize what he has and what it's doing to him. That what he has distracts him from the remembrance of Allah. What he has is another blessing that he's going to be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. What he has are things that make him feel like he doesn't need Allah. Allah mentions in Surah Ibrahim, "Alam tara ila alladhina baddalu ni'matallahi kufran wa ahallu qawmahum daral bawar." Do you not see those who exchanged the blessing of Allah for ingratitude? The scholars of tafsir mention that here the blessing of Allah is Islam. The blessing of Allah is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people of Mecca, of Quraysh, they had the Prophet amongst their midst. They had him. He was one of them. He lived with them. And they pushed him out. They pushed him out. And they gave him to another people. They gave him to the Ansar. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca, and the Ansar were worried. Now that he's conquered his homeland and it has become a land of Islam, perhaps he will leave us. Perhaps he will go back to his people after we have fought with him and struggled with him and lived with him. When they saw him distributing the cows and the gold and other things amongst the Quraysh, what did he tell them? "Allah tarḍa an yadhhabu an-nāsu bi-ash-shāti wal-ba'īr." Are you not pleased that people take away stuff? They take away gold and cattle and sheep. وَتَذْهَبُونَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمِ إِلَى بُيُوتِكُمْ. But you take the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم back home. Look at the ni'mah. Look at what you have. Look at those who are less than you. Every disbeliever is less than you, and you have to feel that way. You have to see your Islam as a blessing and appreciate it. You have to realize that Allah has been good to you. That everything you have right now is what Allah decreed for you to have. And it's what helps to keep you where you are as a Muslim. That maybe if He gave you a little bit more, you wouldn't be appreciative and you'd fall off. And so when we look at appreciation, we go to a surah that many of us read, but perhaps we don't understand. Allah says, within the last 10 chapters of the Quran, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ, be amazed. Be amazed. Isn't it amazing? The comfort of the Quraysh. That they are able to travel safely in the winter and summer months. that the Arabs leave them alone. Arabia was a hostile place. Tribes used to fight. There was no safe passage. The tribe of Mudar, when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the sacred months, they told him, "We can only come to you during this time, because this is the only time we feel safe from the other tribes attacking us." But the Quraysh was able to move freely. Aren't you amazed at that? Aren't you amazed at the comfort that they have, able to move freely, even though they're ungrateful? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Then let them show their appreciation by worshiping Allah Ta'ala, who feeds them and keeps them from being hungry, and who saves them from being afraid. Muslim here in America, realize that you live amongst a disbelieving people. Some of the worst disbelieving people. Some of the most oppressive disbelieving people. Sunnatullah, the way that Allah works, is that these people should be destroyed for their oppression. The fact that you are safe here, that Allah has made you more comfortable than many Muslims in Muslim countries. Be amazed at your safety and comfort. Be amazed that Allah hasn't wiped you out and wiped me out along with these people. That you are able to worship freely. That there are masajid that you go to comfortably without worrying about your safety and security. Muslims in Muslim countries don't have that. Look at your worship of Allah. That is the measure of your gratitude. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Let them worship the Lord of this house. You have more than what you need. You have safety and security. And so you show your appreciation for that by worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you worship, the more appreciative it shows that you are. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hints and indications, but it's only for those who He blesses to reflect on His book to pick up on them. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We've made the Quran easy for people to learn from and to be counseled from and to be admonished from. فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Are there a people who will take this book and reflect on it? In the same surah that we begin with, Surah Al-Insan, notice how Allah begins. He says, "Inna hadaynahu sabil." We have guided him to the path. "Imma shakiran wa imma kafura." Two categories. Either appreciative or unappreciative. Then he begins fi tafsil al-fariqayn. He begins to give you details about each group. "Inna a'tadna lil-kafirina salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira." We have prepared for those who are ungrateful, for those who disbelieve. We have prepared for them chains and collars of iron and fire. And then when he goes to talk about the grateful, he doesn't call them grateful. He says, "Innal abrar." Innal abrar. Al-bar. What is bar? What does it mean to be from the abrar? What is bir? Ibn Ashur, from the Maliki scholars, in his tafsir at-tahrir wa tanwir, he mentions that al-bir or al-bar huwa al-mukthiru min al-bir. A person who is bar, who is described as being bar, is a person who does abundant goodness. He does abundant goodness. Make the connection. The more appreciative you are, Allah called the two groups, appreciative and inappreciative. And then He described the appreciative in the rest of the surah as being abrar, as being those who give a lot of goodness. And so from the signs that you are appreciative is that you give abundant goodness, that it's seen in your worship, The more you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you're showing Him that you are appreciative. And al-bar, righteousness, al-bir, excuse me, righteousness, begins where? It begins in the heart. As Allah describes in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Al-bir is not just turning east and west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Real bir, it begins here. It begins in the heart, that you appreciate that Allah takes care of you, that you prepare for the day of judgment when you will be questioned about blessings. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then you will be questioned on that day about the blessings. And bir, it culminates in preferring Allah to yourself, in realizing that you've been blessed so much that you can't help but give. As Allah mentions in Surah Ali Imran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach true birr, true shukr, true gratitude. You will not reach it until you begin to spend from what you love, until you begin to prefer Allah to yourself. Because here's what happens. When you feel like you have enough, when you feel satisfied inside, you can't help but give more. As long as you feel like you've been cheated, as long as you feel like everyone else has more than you have, it's difficult to let go. It's difficult to do, it's difficult to give even time for prayer. As long as you feel like, I got to get more, I don't have enough, it's difficult to stop your day and pray for Allah, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you feel like Allah has blessed me, He's given me much more than I need and much more than I can ever say thank you for, you can't help but give. You can't help but give. And so you think about when you go somewhere to eat, and they stack your plate up full of food. When you look at that plate and you say, there's too much food on this plate for me, what do you begin to do? You begin to share it. Would you like some of this? Take some of this from me. This is too much for me to have. If Allah has blessed you to have a garden or to have a tree, and the tree begins to produce fruit, what happens? More fruit comes on the tree than you can eat. So you begin to fill up bags and take it to your neighbors and take it to the people at work. Here, take some of this. I can't eat all of this. You feel like you have too much. And when you slaughter for Eid, and your small little freezer at home can't hold all that lamb, you begin to do what? Look for people to give it to. Here, take some of this. Take some of this meat. It's easy for you to give when you feel like you have more than enough. It's hard to give when you feel like you've been cheated. Our path to gratitude, it begins with appreciation. That tree that has so much fruit, that lamb that gives so much meat and so much milk, it was satisfied with what it had, and so it was able to give. If we want to be better givers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our own selves, Allah doesn't benefit from it. It's for your soul that He has legislated this giving. If we want giving of ourselves, and giving of our wealth for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want it to be easier, we have to begin to appreciate and to recognize how much Allah has blessed us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who appreciate His blessings. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we've talked about gratitude, and we've talked about the pathway to gratitude and the definition of gratitude. And what we've seen, or what I hope we've seen, is that the true path to gratitude is to begin to be appreciative. Because by being appreciative, we'll realize that again, we have a lot more than we need, and a lot more than we deserve. And so it's easy for us at that stage to give more. And the idea is not for us to live miserably. It's not for us to live as hermits and not to enjoy life. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لَيْبَالِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Say, who has made forbidden the adornments that Allah has blessed mankind with and the goodness and wholesome sustenance? قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Say this for those who believe in this dunya. It's not about depriving yourself of what Allah has given you. It is about being satisfied with what Allah has given you and not feeling like you need a whole lot more to be happy. And we said that the pathway to that is by looking at those who have less than you and not looking at those who have more than you. And so I want you to reflect with me on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam collected in Sahih Muslim and reported by Abu Huraira. When we think about after the prophets alayhim assalam, who is an example for the Muslim of what it means to be righteous? There is no greater example after the prophets for righteousness than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And you'll notice, subhanAllah, who Allah blesses to understand and He blesses to implement, He is blessed. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those who Allah blesses with knowledge fear Him as He deserves to be feared. Perhaps Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he understood the importance of appreciation and its relationship to gratitude. And so because of that, on a random day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, he said, "Man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'ima?" He said, who got up today fasting? Who started his day off today fasting? Abu Bakr said, "I have." Abu Bakr said, "Ana." And fasting is one of those acts of worship that shows appreciation. It's a huge act of worship. And a part of why we fast Ramadan is out of appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending down the Quran. Musa alayhi salam, because he remembered the blessing of being saved from Fir'aun, he used to fast on the day of Ashura. Because when you fast, you cut yourself off from the things that you are accustomed to, saying, "Allah, I am a slave to you. I'm a slave to you." And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Man 'ada minkum al-yawma maridan?" He said, "Who visited someone who is sick today?" Abu Bakr said, "I have." Perhaps he was going to visit that sick person to remind himself of the blessing of health. It was a random day, which seems to indicate that this was Abu Bakr's habit. He was going to remind himself daily of how he was blessed and how much Allah had given him. The Prophet ﷺ then asked, "Man tabi'a minkum al-yawma janazatan?" He said, "Who of you followed a funeral prayer today, a funeral procession today?" Abu Bakr said, "I have." Reminding himself of the blessing of life. As long as you're alive, you have a chance to repent. As long as you're alive, you have a chance to say to Allah, "I'm sorry, I've wronged myself. Forgive me, help me to be better." He said, "Man at'ama minkum al-yawma miskinan?" He said, "Who has fed a poor person today?" Reminding himself that maybe he doesn't have what other people have, but I'm not hungry today. Alhamdulillah, Allah fed me, and I have enough to share with someone else. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say after that? "Majtama'na fi imri'in illa dakhala al-jannah." These qualities are not combined in an individual, except that he will enter Jannah. And Allah knows best. But perhaps that's because the person who has seen all of those things, who has fasted because he remembers Allah's blessing on him with Islam, who has gone and seen someone who is sick, so he's remembered the blessing of health, who has followed someone who has died, so he remembers the blessing of life and another chance to worship Allah, because he has fed someone who is hungry and he recognizes the blessing of being fed, then because he
had in his heart appreciation. And that appreciation made him shout, made him grateful. And that gratitude made him a better worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, he was able to enter Jannah. And so it's important that we try to seek out those reminders. And maybe we can't do it all the time. But try to make it a part of your week to visit someone sick if it doesn't conflict with your work schedule. Make it a habit to go to the cemetery where the Muslims are and to look at those graves. When life seems hard and difficult, you look at that grave and say, Alhamdulillah, I still got a chance. You visit someone in the hospital with tubes all in his body, can't move, has a bedpan, can't get up and go to the bathroom. Say, Alhamdulillah, it's rough, but it's not that rough. You look out for those people who are poor. You visit them, you take them food, you ask about them, their situation. You say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, maybe the bills, month to month, maybe it's a bit tight, but the heat's on. The electricity's on. There's food in the refrigerator. And so we begin to thank Allah. And we begin to be appreciative. And that's the pathway to get more. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And when your Lord proclaimed, if you're grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you're ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Then my punishment is severe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful for His blessings. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, help us to be grateful for Your blessings. Help us to recognize Your blessings, the greatest blessing that You've given us being Islam. To help us to put gratitude into practice by worshiping You and not making excuses as to why we can't worship You. Save us from being stingy. Save us from being miserly. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. Whoever stayed from his own stinginess. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. It is those and only those who are successful.